So the Grail King, who represents the champion, the guardian of the highest spiritual symbol, goes forth in quest of love with the war cry, Amor. And he encounters on the way a natural man, a pagan, who represents the natural principle, in quest of the Grail. And these two encounter, one being a Christian and the other a Muslim, they immediately go into a combat. And what happens is that the Moor, the Muslim, sends his lance through the genitals of the king so that he is rendered impotent. That is the symbol of the wasteland. The king, who represents its fertilization, its spiritual fertilization, is symbolically rendered impotent. And that king, at the same time, with his blow, slays the Muslim. So, as a result of the fact that the Lord of the Spirit is inadequate to his function, both the world of the Spirit and the world of nature are knocked down, rendered impotent, and that's the wasteland situation. A pall falls over the Grail Castle. The king is carried, he manages to get home, and he is in terrific anguish. And when the head of the lance is extracted from the wound, the name of the Grail is seen written on it. This Muslim was in quest of the Grail. What you have here is spirit in quest of nature, nature in quest of spirit, and neither helping the other, but in collision with each other. What we've got to do now is unite the two. There is another enchantment in this same story of Wolfram, which runs parallel to the enchantment of the Grail Castle. This is the enchantment of the Castle of Marvels. This has to do not with the realm of the spirit, but with the realm of love, and let's say physical love, erotics. It has to do with the world of the troubadour love. The story is of a very powerful and well-known and distinguished duke who falls in love with the wife of a noble king of Sicily, who would be probably Frederick II. And in the way of 12th century troubadour love, he becomes the lover of the king's wife. But when the king discovers the two together, the king castrates this man, who is so mortified by this, as well as physically stricken, that he decides on revenge. He goes to Persia and learns tremendously powerful magic. And then he comes back and enchants the whole aristocracy of Europe in a castle known as the Castle of Marvels. All the queens and countesses and everybody else and beautiful women are there, and all the glorious knights and all, completely separated from each other, even forgetting who they are. So we have the Castle of Marvels enchanted over here. That represents the sort of wasteland of love, which I spoke of earlier in connection with the Tristan story. And the Castle of the Grail here, the wasteland of the spiritual life, both the spiritual and the secular worlds of spiritual experience. Love and beauty are under this pall of enchantment through these two castrati. The Klinzar is the name of the one who puts the Castle of Marvels enchantment, and the poor old King Amfortas, young King Amfortas, is the stricken Grail King. You see your Wagner here already. That's the situation. That's what has to be healed. And there are two heroes available, one for each task. One hero is Parsifal, who is a young, callow, great fool indeed. And the other, graceful, courteous, lovely Gawain, who is a highly sophisticated philanderer. He is, the love stories, the funny adventures are absolutely beyond belief. But Wolfram begins, manages to present for Gawain as he goes from one to another of these experiences of his, in and out of bed and in and out of battlefields, and all of it going along in grand style. But that all represents part of the enchantment situation.